time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, and I'm kind of alone tonight. Actually, I'm not. I've got a special guest. I'll be bringing her in later. But yeah, the other guys, Eric's still drugged out. And then we've got Tim. I can't seem to find Tim Mattson. I can't find that guy. He's who knows what he's doing. And Tim Coker had a project. And Isaac is at rehearsal for Music Man again. It's a great excuse for him, but it's sometimes frustrating. But anyway, I'm here. I can steer the ship. We're doing good. First of all, I want to again thank our sponsor. The Eagle Theater here in Robinson. They also have the Clintonia Eagle in Clinton, Illinois, they also have the Eagle Theater in Streeter, Illinois. So those guys, if you're in Illinois, there's three theaters you can attend, and you can have some fun. And let me tell you, these guys have a great deal going. I mean, you got free refills on popcorn, free refills on soda. I mean, that right there is worth the price of admission. And then also, they've got nights where there's free popcorn, period. They've got Thursday nights. You bring your own container, they'll fill it up for you for free. They're just a great bunch of people. So again, thanks to the Eagle Theater. They are the ones that allow me to view these movies and let me talk about how great they can be. Unlike, you know, Batman v Superman, where, you know, it's horrible. We all know that. Anyway, so I won't go there again. It's not an Nerd Up episode unless we talk about how bad Batman v Superman was. So there, I moved on. But I do have a very special guest coming in right now, Jamie Kautzman. She's with the Indiana Comic Con. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, hello.
Now, you're here to talk about Indiana Comic Con and tell us how wonderful this is going to be. I tell you what, first of all, I cannot wait. This is just seems like so much fun. April 14th through the 16th in Indianapolis at the Convention Center. Jamie, first question I'm going to ask you is, how did you get involved in Comic-Con?
Oh, boy. Where do I even start? I guess I was kind of like a closet nerd when I was in high school. And then I was introduced to Comic-Con. I was like, okay, I think I could do this. And I happened to know a couple people. And they were like, hey, why don't you come work for us? And I was like, all right, sounds great to me. It sounds like my kind of thing, actually.
You make it sound so easy.
I try.
So your background, we were talking a little bit before the podcast, your background is musical theater.
That is correct.
Okay. And what is your title here with the Comic-Con?
My title would be the PR and social media coordinator.
So all you parents who say your kids that have a theater degree aren't going to go anywhere, she's proof. I mean, come on. How cool is it to
be? Here I am, living proof.
That's right. Jamie, we got some great things going on at the Indiana Comic Con. Again, April 14th through the 16th, Indianapolis Convention Center in Indianapolis, of course. First and foremost, let's break out with the celebrity guests. This is one of the things that I know draws a lot of people. It's one of the first things that grabs my attention for any con I attend is, okay, who's going to be the guest? And then I go from there. Now, Comic Con's a little different because one of the main things that grabbed my attention there are the comic creators and artists. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's talk about some of the celebrity guests. Who do you got coming out to Indiana Comic Con?
All right. Well, celebrity guests, we've got Charlie Cox, currently the star of Daredevil himself.
He's Daredevil. I don't care. You know, Ben Affleck, go away. Charlie Cox took it. So there, yeah.
That's true. Yes. So Charlie Cox will be joining us. Sean Astin.
Nice.
As we know from Goonies, Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit of nostalgia for me. I know him when I was a little kid when I watched Goonies for the first time. We also have Millie Bobby Brown, who is currently in Stranger Things.
Nice.
Super excited. Her. She plays Eleven. She's incredible.
Now I got to ask you something. Okay, normally, you know, these celebrity guests, they're adults. Okay. Now,
yes.
Now Millie Bobby Brown, you know, not to demean her or anything, but she's a kid. I'd love to know what her thought process is when she's attending these cons and all these adults come up and say how, you know, I mean, because I'm going to be one of them. I watched Stranger Things and I was just amazed, and I'm going to come up and say, you're awesome. And so
she's an incredible actress.
Yes. And she pulled it off like you. I mean, I forgot I was watching a movie. I was like, oh, my God, how's she going to get out of this, you know, or whatever the case was at the time. I mean, I always wanted to know, where are you going to get your next Eggos? But she as a kid attending this, how have you ever worked with a con before that has kid stars?
Actually, I have not.
Okay.
So this will be my first time.
Yeah. I mean,
she's professional, just like as much as everyone else is. And she's got her manager that helps her out. And
yeah.
I think she'll be able to. I think she's actually really excited about this.
Good.
I feel like this is super exciting for her.
Nice.
I know her co-stars do other cons as well, too.
Right. In fact, I heard someone, I think there's a con in Atlanta or somewhere like that, and a friend of mine attended, and he said these were like, well, he was one of the background working people, and he said these were the nicest kids he'd ever worked with. He goes, they were professional all the way and very entertaining, and they were there for the fans, and the fan, and they loved the fans, so I'm sure she will be the same.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other guests you got coming in.
Carrie Elwes. One of my personal favorites.
Oh, nice.
Princess Bride, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Mm-hmm.
Tights.
Yeah, he's not too, I mean, he's pretty easy on the eyes too, so, you know.
Oh, goodness. Don't even get me started. My, like, 10-year-old heart is just about to pop out of its chest.
You're thinking you're Princess Buttercup, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Nice.
As you wish. Like, if I could have him say as you wish to me, I think I would die just a little bit inside.
Oh, and I bet you he'd do it too, though.
A couple other guests we have, Nichelle Nichols, the original Uhura from Star Trek.
That right
super
there is a great
about
one.
Her.
Yeah.
And that's super nostalgic for a lot of people too, since they grew up as kids watching Star
right.
Trek as well.
Plus with the resurgence of, you know, the Star Trek movies and, you know, the original Star Trek cast, they're, you know, they're, I mean, a lot of them, I mean, to put it bluntly, they're kind of dying off. I mean, we don't have many of them left.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I mean, I met, Scotty several years mm-hmm. ago, way back when, and I thought, wow, that was the coolest thing. And now as I get older, they're getting older too. And so
mm-hmm.
and when I saw Nichelle Nichols was going to be here, I said, okay, there's no denying it. No matter who else is guest there, she's the one I'm going to see. Because first
yes.
of all, I grew up on Star Trek. It's awesome.
Oh, trust me. My dad was a huge Trekkie when I was growing up. He used to collect all the ceramic plates that you can hang on the wall.
Oh, I remember those.
And like, I just, yeah, now they're like a bunch. Like they cost a lot of money now because they're
right.
I guess what is the word? You know which word I'm looking for.
They were limited editions.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, I remember those. In fact, my stepmother collected the Next Generation plates, and I said, nope. It's the original series. Come on. Yeah, that's just got to be. That I guarantee you that's going to be the table, the celebrity that's got the biggest line. Got to be.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. And so who else we got going?
Jewel State from Firefly. Lovely, lovely. I believe she's also in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you have a Joss Whedon-based movie or TV series person, you're going to have fans.
Absolutely.
And
especially Firefly, because everyone's like, I love her character. I wish they would have a second season.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's the big demand of all nerds everywhere is a second season of Firefly. And the movie did
yep.
not satisfy us.
I know. I just need more. I needed some more in my life.
Right. All right. Go ahead. Who else we got?
Other guests. We've got Austin St. John, who was one of the Red Power Rangers.
Yes.
For me, who was a huge Power Ranger fan.
Really?
Yeah, I was a huge fan.
You're just a regular nerd, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I am. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, in fact, the new Power Rangers movie is coming out, so that's going to be a resurgence there, I think, of a fan base, you know, people saying, oh, yeah, I remember this, you know, nostalgia there.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
And finally, another celebrity guest. I'm going to bring this one up. Sean McGuire.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. Now, this is he's a recent nerd celebrity.
Yes.
Now, let me ask
into the fairy tales we go.
Yes. Now, he was, I guess he was, didn't he start out in England or in great, you know, on BBC or something like that?
Yes, I believe he did.
Okay. So, yeah. So now he's doing the Once Upon a Time. And yeah. So, I mean, that's going to be a recent. So basically you got a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new. And those are the mm-hmm. celebrity guests. Did we miss anybody? I think we got them all.
Not for celebrities. I believe that was all.
Oh, nice. Now, you also have a bunch
unless you wanted to start going into the voice act.
That's what I was getting ready to bring up next. Here's another fun one that I got to tell you that it was last year, Indiana Comic Con last year. We went there last year and they had a bunch of voice actors. They had some guys from Dragon Ball mm-hmm. Z and I think they had someone from regular show. And I'm like thinking, wow, you know, these are celebrity actors or voice actors. These guys, you know, everybody knows their voices, but are they going to recognize mm-hmm. them and everything? But the guys from Dragon Ball Z, they had the biggest lines. I mean, last year, they had Brent Spiner, you know, Data. He was there. But no, the bigger lines were these voice actors that people wanted their picture taken with the guy that they hear their voice. So I thought that was an odd phenomenon, but
yeah,
it's cool. I mean, my son was one of the people in that lines, by the way, so he had to have their autographs.
Well,
and
I think we grew up listening to these actors voice our favorite characters, and not just like one show too. A lot of these actors, they do multiple shows.
Right.
So we're listening to them being like, huh, I wonder who that voice is. Oh, wait a minute. It's the same voice of this character.
Right. And that's one thing. Yeah, also, last year, we're going to introduce the ones that you're going to have this year. But last year, you had Kyle Hebert. And you see his name on just about every English dubbed anime in the world. He's like on every single one. He's on One Punch Man, Dragon Ball Z. And every once in a while, we catch a new anime, my son and I, and we'll say, okay, who's the voice? And every time, Kyle Hebert's there. And it's funny because that's another thing. We you look at all these voices, like you said, they do several of them. So what we have today, or this time around at Indiana Comic Con, I'll start out. I want to start out. You got some Sailor Moon folks. You got Linda Ballantyne and Katie Griffin. And wow, I remember Sailor Moon.
Me too. Again, it's funny because a lot of these shows I used to watch growing up. So I'm like, yeah, Sailor Moon, all right, this is bringing it back a little bit for me.
Right. So, and they were, let's see, what was it? One of them was, one of them, Sailor Moon, of course, as Linda Ballantyne. Sailor Saturn or something like that?
I believe it is Sailor Saturn.
Okay, yeah. See, I mean, I'm such a nerd, but I still forget. As long as it's not Sailor Uranus, we're good. Now, you got some, you got others coming in. Who else you got coming in voice actor-wise? I see some favorites on here, so go ahead.
One of my personal favorites, because is Jennifer Hale, who plays the female Commander Shepard. Super excited to see her. I'm probably going to go get a selfie with her myself.
Nice, yeah.
Another one would be Daryl Nadochen, the voice of Ash Ketchum from Pokemon.
Right. Now, that's one going way back. She's been doing that voice for a while, too.
Mm-hmm. And she does the shows, the movies. Like, she is the voice of Ash Ketchum.
Right. I don't think you can have anybody else do that now. So, yeah,
it's like, well, because his voice is just, his voice, Ash Ketchum's voice is so recognizable.
Right.
And Sarah does a great job at it.
And that's amazing thing about these guys that, you know, sure, it's a fun thing for us to watch, but these guys, you know, when they bring in the voice, it's like they bring in the character. It's just like acting any other way. It's just, you know, because like you said, you can't see or hear anyone else doing Ash Ketchum's voice because that's the character, what she's created. All right, some of the others here. Adventure Time, Jeremy Shada.
Yes, Jeremy Shada.
Oh, Shada, okay.
I think it's Shada.
Okay, I'll go with you. You're the professional, remember?
Oh, thank you. He's another one doing Adventure Time. That's one of the more, I think he's one of the more recent ones, because Adventure Time, wasn't that 2000, or early 2000s?
Yeah, it was about the mid-2000s, yeah.
Which is still a lot more new than a lot of the other animes that we're talking about here.
Yeah, Pokemon's been around since the 90s, so.
Yep, that is so true. Showing me.
No, see, now you're going to start feeling old and say, wow, that was like 20 years ago.
Internally crying.
Okay, well, who else we got?
Another huge name that we have is Charles Martinet, who is the voice of Mario and Luigi.
Right.
And Waluigi. And probably a bunch of other more characters from the Nintendo series.
Right. Every time, you know, it's Mario. You hear that voice. Yeah, Charles Martinet. Nice.
Yep. And it's so recognizable.
Yes, definitely
like,
so.
Mario.
Okay, a little side story here. We went to the Indy 500 one year, and we got to meet Mario Andretti. And my son was I think he was like 10 at the time. I go, yeah, we got to go get go meet Mario. We're going to get his autograph. And my son goes, it's me, Mario. And I was like, no, not that Mario. Although he does race.
Not that one.
All right, so also we got someone from Naruto coming on.
Yes, Mail Flanagan.
That's one of those animes that it's got a kind of almost a cult following. Naruto does.
Yes.
Yes,
it does. Believe it. That is
well. Well, see.
Sorry. I guess that was just one of those things. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Super,
definitely showing my nerdiness.
You're showing your nerdiness, and I like that. Well, see, I never got into Naruto. That's so that, you know, I have enough on my plate, I guess. So
that's fair. There is a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. So basically, I mean, right now, so far, just going through the celebrities, the voice celebrities and the acting celebrities, you know, right now, that's enough right there to, you know, fill a weekend. Those guys. But of course, yep. Being a Comic-Con.
Here's the thing. Because we have such a diverse group, mm-hmm. we now have two giant rooms for Q&A panels. Instead of having one room all weekend, we have two going simultaneously all weekend.
Oh, great. Because there were times when I go in and want to meet, you know, see one person. It's like, the other one, I can wait. And it's like, okay, well. You know, or whatever the panel was, it's like, I don't want to catch that one. I'll catch this one. But I have to wait for this one to get over with. And so that'll free up some time. Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of them double panels. So if you miss someone on Saturday, you might be able to see them on Sunday or on Friday or whichever day.
Right. And that's the beauty of this. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 14th through the 16th. I mean, it's a whole nerdy weekend. I love it.
Now, yes, I'm so ready.
Are you sure now?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, now also, again, being Comic-Con, we got to talk about the comic book artists and creators and everybody coming in. I want to first bring in, talk about some of my favorites. First of all, you got Jim Mahfood coming in. I loved his work with Image Comics and really unique artist there. So anybody that's Max, I think, was one of his. And, I'm trying to think of a few. But I know he did Spider-Man for a while. And it's just great mm-hmm. artwork and a really fun, unique style, too. So who else we got coming in? Comic book artists. And, I mean, I just had to put my favorite one out there before any of others got talked about. So so who else we got coming in comic book-wise that people might recognize?
Some of the bigger names that I know for me, comics isn't my area of expertise. But I do know a couple of big names that are coming, such as Neil Adams, who's been writing the 1960s, which is incredible.
Yes, yeah, and still doing it too. I mean, you know, and the Neil Adams name. Actually, I just saw a movie, Comics Beyond the Pages or Beyond the Comic Book Pages. It's a documentary about comic books and the history, and Neil Adams' name came up just about everybody. Artists were talking about their influences, fans were talking about their favorites. Neil Adams came up so many times. And so, yeah, that's like a catch there in the comic book world.
Yes. Another big name we have coming is Jerry Conway, who was a co-creator of The Punisher. And then we also have Bob Layton, who did Iron Man. He's a huge artist for Iron Man.
Right. Yeah, he was the one that he was the artist during the Iron Man alcoholic phase, I believe. And so he really could draw the fatigue, the despair on Tony Stark's face when fighting the alcoholism. That was a big thing in Marvel Comics at the time too. And his artwork just really made that storyline go great. So yeah, that's another, yeah, Bob Layton.
Another couple artists that we've got, Tim Bradstreet, who also worked on The Punisher.
Yeah, Punisher's going to be a big one right about now because of, well, the last season of Daredevil. So,
mm-hmm.
so anybody.
And I think were they planning to come out with a season for The Punisher directly? I wasn't sure about that.
I still haven't heard any confirmation yet, but I'm hoping.
Yeah, me too. Because I thought he did great in Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great way to introduce the character. And then, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't like the violence of Punisher. But it's like, okay, but there's a lot more that love the Punisher and what he stands for. So, and when he came out in the Daredevil, I think that's a really good representation. Again, better than the... that horrible movie with John Travolta, The Punisher Warzone.
Yes. Goodness.
Netflix seems to do them better than movies do, I think. And I think that really brought another fan base saying, oh, I like this Punisher guy. I'm going to read some more stuff. So if you have gone and read some more stuff, go to Indiana Comic-Con, meet the artists that helped create and, you know, put together this character. And understand how they did that. That's one of the things that you can do when you talk to these artists, these guys. And they'll talk, too.
Oh, absolutely. They love it. They love having people come up to them and ask them questions about either their artwork or the story itself. It's awesome.
The fans, I mean, you know, how to draw comics, how to get into comics. You'll have, like, special artists get together and actors and et cetera do their own question and answer type panels. I'm guessing you're going to have a lot of those, right?
Some of those, but we've also got some things like Freestyle D&D, which is a huge thing.
Wow.
From hosted by the Dragon Wagon. He literally created this style of D&D where he brings up guests that are in the room and they just start making a D&D session with one giant D20, and everyone kind of adds to the storyline, and it's awesome.
Oh, that sounds incredible. Again, getting in on the gaming side of things, so yeah.
Yep, and we were also bringing back the film festival, which we did have last year.
Right.
And actually this year it's even bigger because we got so many submissions. We have international submissions. It's going all weekend. There's even going to be an award ceremony on Sunday, which is awesome.
Well, yeah, that's one thing I noticed. Now it kind of explains why, but I saw that the hours, let me go ahead and do that. April 14th through the 16th, again, Indianapolis Convention Center. Friday is from noon until midnight. Saturday, 9 until midnight. I mean, those are some late nights. Now, is a lot of that going to be the movies?
A lot of that, well, it's all of the movies, and some of the panels all run simultaneously. So you can kind of go to any, like a panel here, if you want to go watch one of the movies here. It's it all runs at the same time. Like, if you're tired, you can go watch another movie.
Well, that's one thing. My son, he wanted to go to this one panel, and this was like around later in the day on that Saturday. And I was beat, and I'm an old man, so I was tired. So I went, and I said, well, I'm going to go catch this film. It was one of the Spider-Man fan films, and so I said, I'm going to go catch this. And so I sat there. I had a great time. I was surprised at how good a fan film is, you know?
Yeah.
You think a fan film, you think something like a cheap YouTube put-together thing, but no. These guys put some work into it.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. You'd be surprised how much time and effort a lot of these people put into their craft.
Right. And it's fun to watch. And there's whole, I mean, I think last year there was a fan film of Spider-Man, fan film of Spawn. I'm trying to think what all the last year. But, yeah, I mean, there was just something for everyone. There was even like a Star Trek one, I believe, that I thought was interesting. But I didn't get to go because there's a panel I wanted to see at the same time. So. That's the fun. You get to choose between all your nerdiness and which one you're going to be nerding out most on. I forgot to mention this. The authors you got coming in. You got one of my favorite authors coming in, Kevin J. Anderson.
Huge Star Wars author.
Do what now?
I said a huge Star Wars author.
Yeah. Well, most I know him from, what I really got hit to Kevin J. Anderson was his work with the Dune series. He worked with Frank Herbert's son, and they created the prequels to Dune. And, that's when I became a huge fan of his work.
I personally haven't read any of the Dune series.
What?
I know, I'm the worst. But now I'm going to go read it.
Okay, all right, as long as you plan on going to read it. So I will tell you, set aside about a decade of your life because you're going to be absorbed.
Oh, yeah, is there a lot?
Because, I mean, there's like, I think there's 6 prequels, and then there's like 4 or 5 regular Dune series written by Frank. Then they wrote some sequels that happened after Frank Herbert's and Kevin J. Anderson and Frank Herbert's son. They teamed up on it. And that's, again, brilliant writing there. Anybody can take the world of Dune and write it and still stick with, you know, the general idea. You know, there's some good creativity going there. But yeah, like you said, he did that Star Wars thing. I think a few people might have heard of that. So
I guess that Star Wars thing.
That's one of my favorite authors right there. And he's done a few just his own type of science fiction, too. So the guy's talented. So that's one of the authors coming up. I saw another Star Wars author, I believe, Claudia Gray.
Claudia Gray. She does a lot of the Star Wars bloodline, I think is one of the more popular ones.
Okay. So again, people, all sorts of things to do. Oh, well, wait, there's one more. Cosplay. Now, are you guys going to have a cosplay contest?
We are having a cosplay contest.
Okay. So those are always fun. And that's the one thing also about a con, all the fans that do, whether they enter the contest or not, they come in costume and it's just some fun to watch those. You get your picture taken with, in my case, Spider-Man. That's awesome. So, but you have some professional cosplayers coming in this time around. Let's see, we'll start out with Cecil Grimes. He portrays Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. And looking at his picture on your website, he looks like him.
He's incredible. I'm going to give a little oops moment for myself.
Okay.
I was working Tampa Bay Comic-Con as an exhibitor an exhibitor helper,
right.
And he drove in, and I literally fangirled, thinking that he was actually Rick Grimes. I'm like, you are so wonderful. And I was like, oh, wait.
That's nice,
but
when he can do that good
incredible.
Of a job.
It's incredible. All I can think of is, it's incredible.
Nice. Yeah, looking at his picture, it's like, wow. I mean, if I could just get my picture taken with him and just say, no, yeah, I met Andrew Lincoln from Walking Dead. And yeah, Rick Grimes. I met him. See?
Yeah, this is him. It's totally him.
Yeah. And now again, he's portraying him, Rick Grimes, and he's got the look. But they also have Jessica, is it Negri? Okay.
Jessica Negri.
And she... Now, it looks like she has the picture an elaborate costume. Can you talk about her a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. She is a famous cosplayer. She makes most of her own costumes, which is incredible. Like the one that you see there, she made completely by herself. She takes artist renderings from other artists that are like, hey, I want to create something for you, and then she makes it come to life. It's incredible.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, looking at the picture is like. It looks like something out of a movie. It looks like she should be on set somewhere. And again, a lot of cosplayers, the professional cosplayers that are out there, they take that time and that their energy and creativity and turn it into these elaborate costumes. It's just phenomenal. And so, yeah, so professional cosplayers. And let me tell you, looking at these people, again, you say a cosplayer, what, well, get your picture taken with them and everybody's going to say, wow, you were with them. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, we kind of ran through this the list here of celebrities, artists, and panels, and cosplayers. Wow. What else is going on? Is there something we missed?
There's always stuff that's going on. We also have our game cave where you can play board games. And it's actually a whole new experience this year because they've added escape rooms and archery tag.
Nice. I love
just
escape rooms.
So many things that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, those escape rooms, there's one down in southern Indiana, Evansville, Indiana, that's just phenomenal. I mean, it's one of the coolest things. I'm glad to see you guys are going to have one, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we can hit everything for everybody. As you said before, there's something that everybody can find that everyone would enjoy.
Yeah. And one of the things that's nice is parents and kids alike can come and enjoy this. The parents, they'll see like Nichelle Nichols or maybe their favorite Power Ranger, and the kid will he'll see, oh, there's Ash Ketchum or whatever the case is, and the whole family can have fun at this. And it's
absolutely,
it's definitely a family event. That's one thing I love about Comic Cons of any kind, that the family can enjoy it. It's something that everybody will find something for themselves. And you guys, again, last year was my first Indiana Comic Con and just blew me away. You know, it's just like this could be in San Diego just as easily. Okay, maybe not as covering three city blocks like they do. It's perfect for right here in Central. Part of the United States, folks, the Indiana Comic-Con in Indianapolis, I highly recommend it. I'll be there again this year. In fact, Jamie, you're going to be there this time and around, right?
I absolutely will.
All right, so I'm going to find you at some point. I'm going to locate you, and I'm going to interview you and say, okay, now how do you feel about looking forward to this? See how tired you are. I might wait till like Sunday at noon and ask you.
And I'll probably... be like, yes, I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but it was worth it and well earned. So let me give the dates, like April 14th through the 16th, Indianapolis Convention Center there in Indianapolis. It starts Friday at noon. Friday and Saturday, they go to midnight. So, hey, lots of stuff going on. A lot of people, they'll say, well, I don't want to go on a Friday because, it's only a few hours. Well, no, noon to midnight, that's 12 hours. You're going to find something to do. But Saturday and Sunday, it closes at 5 o'clock Sunday. So a weekend full of fun, book a room, stay the weekend, enjoy Indianapolis. If that's the case, anything else you want to talk about?
Just to point out that we do advertise this as a family event, and we want to remind you that kids in 12 and under get in for free.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. Well, see, my son was too old for me to take advantage of that. So,
but yeah, kids in 12 and under are free, and we also know that this is Easter weekend as well. So we planned a big old Easter egg hunt for kids at 10 a.m. Easter Sunday. We want to be able to incorporate everything into this con.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't even realize that it was Easter weekend, but yeah, oh, that's great. That is a great way, great tie-in. Go find those Spider-Man Easter eggs.
Yeah, and then afterwards, we've got a superhero Easter bunny that everyone can take pictures with.
Nice, nice. That's great. Wow, I'm glad you guys did that because, again, I didn't even think about Easter weekend. I just knew I was going. So, well, once again, Jamie Kautzman with Indiana Comic-Con. Now, you're also, did you say Tampa Bay Comic-Con? You worked there?
Yes.
Okay.
The company does three cons, so they do Indiana Comic-Con, Tampa Bay Comic-Con, and San Francisco Comic-Con.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I guess moving from the Indiana Comic-Con, you're going to go out west to the San Francisco?
Yep, that'll be the third con. So it'll actually be Tampa next.
Okay. So you're going to be... So this is the first one out of the bunch?
Yep.
Okay. Wow, good to know we can launch it right. So,
You're gonna kick it off real good.
It sounds like it. Like I said, just a celebrity guest, and for me alone, got it. Some of my favorite artists are gonna be there. I mean, you guys had me, you know, already, but now you had to add all these people to make me have to go. All right. Well, Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us. It's gonna be a blast. Again, April 14th through the 16th, Indianapolis Convention Center. We'll kick it off. Jamie, I'm going to look for you, and I'm going to ask some more questions during the con itself. So hopefully you won't be too busy.
Not too busy at all. And thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, have yourself a great day. Well, that wraps up an end of another podcast here on the Nerd Up Podcast. I had planned on going more, but man, did we have some good talks about the Indiana Comic Con. And we just kind of went longer than we expected, but that's okay. Coming up on the next episode of the Nerd Up Podcast, we're going to convert a jock into a nerd. I've got a friend that does a sports podcast. It's called the Crossover Sports Podcast. You probably heard the commercial either before or after the podcast, or you've seen the link on our website, nerduppodcast.com. But Brett Hartman's going to be coming in, and I'm going to make him a nerd. He's a jock. I mean, he plays hockey. He's going to team. I mean, come on. Well, how much more of a jock can you be? Plus, he has a sports podcast, so there you go. But I'm going to convert him, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to initiate him into the nerd world by making him watch Iron Fist. So we'll see what happens. That'll be on the next Nerd Up Podcast. And don't forget, you know, support us all the ways you can. You can donate. You can buy some products. You can everything. Just go to the nerduppodcast.com website. Click on the Amazon links, the iTunes links. Buy a t-shirt, Geek Fuel. It's like Comic-Con in a box. Same as Loot Crate, another Comic-Con in a box. Both of those, you can order those, and if you click on the links on our website, you know, we'll get a little kickback and kind of help keep the podcast going. So all sorts of ways to support the podcast. But again, my favorite, buy a t-shirt, wear it to the cons, look cool. And I'm telling you, I'm serious. People will say, hey, where's that from? And they will ask, and you can tell them, say, well, yeah, it's my favorite podcast, of course. Really, it gets some good results. I've worn mine to a couple of cons, and even on it, I said, oh, that's a podcast I host. Wow. You know, and because they are. They're really nice designs. Check them out. You can check them out on cafepress.com/nerduppodcasts, or there's another link on ours for sellmytees.com. You can see that link also on the nerduppodcast.com website. So that's it for the podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson. Thanks for joining. And remember, we're going to convert a jock into a nerd next time. And like we say at the end of every episode, stay nerdy.
Check out the number one sports podcast in Washington, Indiana. It's The Crossover. It is Tuesday night. Here we go, Brian.
I'm not going to give the NFL MVP to Matt Ryan. I'm just not going to do it.
Just give the guy, you know, a smack on the wrist. Say, hey, man, just focus on this for six more days. Dude, don't wear the jersey.
My goodness.
You need to figure out if you're going to be an NFL quarterback or if you're going to go teach JV football somewhere.
We're a local show with a national perspective.
So in Miami, the thieves were spotted wearing a Bethel Pilots
Bro.
Home jersey.
Rejoice! Rejoice, all Red Sox fans!
You know, don't count them out yet, okay?
So, and I don't think that that's a valid argument.
You can find our show at TrueDirtBag.com or to subscribe to our podcast, email us at BrettHart77@gmail.com.